Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You might have heard the news by now that OnPost has announced that the price of a stamp will increase by 25 cent to €1.65 later this month. It said the rise takes account of wage increases for postal staff, increased operating costs and a continued fall in the volume of letters being posted. Sean Martin is a postmaster in Tremore in County Waterford and also president of the Irish Postmasters Union, and he's on the line now. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, Claire, and thanks for having me on.
Not at all. How will this impact you? How do you feel about the increase?
Yeah, look, as postmasters, we're hugely disappointed that the company has again increased the price of a stamp. I suppose it's important to understand we've had no input into it. We haven't been asked our opinion. And why would we? Sure, we're only the people that have feet on the ground. We're the people that are talking to our customers on a daily basis. So we understand the business. But I've no doubt it's business consultants that probably haven't set foot in the post office that have made this decision. Mm-hmm. And just in relation to what you've said, it's to cover the cost of wages. Well, unfortunately, we are self-employed postmasters. And, you know, we're suffering just as much as anyone else is in relation to the cost of living. And the company are refusing to deal with us in relation to a cost of living increase. So they're not looking after their contractors.
Are people talking about the increase this morning when they come into the post office?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. This is going to hurt the most vulnerable in society and the isolated, because they're the people that actually are posting the mail throughout the system, because it's important that they get mail regularly, so that they don't feel isolated. So it's going to make it more and more difficult for them to do the post, and it's going to make it more and more difficult for people to do Christmas cards. And invariably, it's going to make it less and less viable for post offices, because the postal is about 33% of our revenue. And as they increase the price, our volume drops. So the post office becomes less and less viable. Okay.
When you say it's 33% of your revenue, is that including parcels, though?
Yeah, it would include parcels as well. It does include parcels. But again, you know, what's important to us as customers, unless we get a customer in the door, we don't get paid. So customers are hugely important. And making it more and more difficult for a customer to come into the post office is going to affect the post office and your local post office. It's going to affect the community, because invariably the money that we hand out in the community is spent locally. That sustains mm-hmm. jobs locally, and it creates jobs locally. And if you make it less and less viable for post offices, you're going to affect communities as well.
So OnPost say that we're still below the European average when it comes to the price of a stamp, but also the cost of delivering a letter has risen by 40% since 2020. Do you accept that figure?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The costs have increased. They've increased for everyone, and the company are now increasing costs for the public as well. Maybe we probably should look at a Ryanair model. Maybe we should probably reduce the costs and hopefully get more people to send more mail.
Right.
Maybe that's an avenue that we could look at. But it is going to become more and more difficult as the cost goes up, the volume falls.
Sean, thanks for taking the time to speak to us from Tremore. That's Sean Martin there, who's a postmaster in Tremore and also president of the Irish Postmasters Union. We'll take a quick break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.